A very good evening and welcome to the Live 95 Sports Desk. Luke Liddy and the rest of the team here with you up until 6 o'clock this evening. Plenty to come over the next 20 minutes or so, but we're going to start off the show in a novel way because we're going to be conducting a sports quiz. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try and do maybe one a week and you can play along at home. So pick up a pen and write down your answers or maybe play against the person next to you. Should be a small bit of fun. We're going to have sporting personalities going head to head over the next couple of weeks. So each of the two contestants will be asked 10 questions each, after which a winner will be declared. If they can't be separated after 10 questions, we'll have a sudden death round. This week, we're joined by former Limerick senior hurling captain James Jim Bob Ryan and former Limerick senior football captain Tommy Stack. So a battle of the captains, also a battle of Live 95 co-commentators as well. How are the men?
Good, yeah. That's better.
Very good, man. Very good now, Luke. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It should be a bit of fun anyway. We're going to kick on with James first. So, James, we're going to go through just 10 questions. There's no time limit per se, but the honour system is in play in terms of Googling.
Okay. Well, I can't Google it. Yeah, go ahead.
Just to let you know as well, before we do start this, one of our commentators, one of our GAA commentators, Mal Keaveney, he's come up with the questions and answers in this one. So if there's any issues with them, all complaints have to be directed his way. So 10 questions each. We'll start off with Jim Bob. And then if it's drawn after 10 questions, we have a couple of tiebreaker questions as well. So we'll kick into it with you, Jim Bob. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. The first one, what should be an easy one. What is the home club of the man on the other line, Tommy Stack?
John Bradford.
Name either Limerick senior football joint captain.
Sorry, say that again. Sorry, Luke.
Name either current Limerick senior football joint captain. So either one of the co-captains.
Ian Corbett, Donald Sullivan.
No extra points for answering twice. Who are the current All Ireland League Division 1 rugby champions?
Yes, Shannon.
We'll move on. What is the home club of Limerick senior footballer Danny Neville?
Skeeton Ballysteen.
Who were the holders of the Limerick Senior Football Championship, another GAA one?
Newcastle West.
Name the Brighton FC head coach. Moving to soccer now, Jim Bob.
Oh man, soccer. It was the Irish lad, Newton, something Newton.
What is the home club of former Kerry senior football manager Eamon Fitzmaurice?
On Gaeltacht. No, what? He was. He was same club as Delvin Finoig.
What horse won the 2020 Cheltenham Gold Cup?
Don't have it, sorry.
With what sport would you associate Padraig Harrington?
Golf.
That was an easy one from Mal, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, so was him, you know. Good man, Mal. Finally, one easy one.
So the final question, Jim Bob. Who are Limerick scheduled to meet in the first round of the Munster Senior Football Championship? Obviously, the format that was put in place before the postponement.
Who are they meeting in the first round championship? I'm going to have to take a punt. It's 1-3. I'm going to say Waterford.
Good man, Jim Bob. Okay, we'll count up your scores before we move on to Tommy, Jim Bob. So we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right. And no, 7 right and 3 incorrect. The 3 that you got incorrect, Jim Bob, were who were the current All-Ireland League Division 1 rugby champions. That's Cork Conn. Wasn't Shannon, unfortunately. That was on Lee side. That title resides now. Name the Brighton FC head coach. The new one is Graham Potter. But you were right with their former boss, all right. Then number 8, what horse won the 2020 Cheltenham Gold Cup? That was Album Photo. Obviously, you weren't having many punts on Cheltenham this year, Jim. Yeah, you're better off. Tommy, we're going to move on to yourself. So 7 is the score to beat. Confident enough coming into this?
Well, I was going to get 10 out of 10 there. So if I get 0 out of 10 in the next one, I think we'll be good enough. You know, confidence is high, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. So like the other question, we're starting off with an easy enough one. Tommy, what is the home club of the man on the other line, James Ryan?
Galway. I'll say Galway in football anyway.
Yeah. And hurling?
Would be the Bouncers.
Name the Limerick senior hurling captain, the current one.
Declan Hannan.
How many times have Shannon won the All-Ireland Rugby League?
Oh my God. quite a few times, I'd say. I'm going to say 6.
What's the home club of Limerick senior hurler Nicky Quaid?
Effin.
Who were the holders of the Limerick Senior Hurling Championship?
Patrick Swell.
Name the Southampton FC head coach.
Oh, I can see he's European anyway. No, I would not have a clue with that one.
A format here really emerging from Mal Keaveney, the quizmaster. What is the home club of former Clare senior hurling manager Gerlach Nan?
I think he's Six Mile Bridge.
Okay, final answer.
I'm going to say final answer. Yeah.
What horse won the 2020 Cheltenham Champion Hurdle?
That was Epatant. Oh.
With what sport would you associate Barry McGuigan?
Boxing.
Final question now. Who are Limerick scheduled to meet in the first round of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship?
I also think it's Waterford.
Okay, Tommy, all 10 questions answered there. I'll just have a look through those. And I believe that Jim Bob has it. I think that you have 4 wrong, Tommy. So you've gotten a 6 out of 10, Jim Bob, with 7 out of 10. And after all your confidence, just a moment. So you got number 3 wrong. How many times have Shannon won the All-Ireland League? That was 9. Number 6 was named a Southampton FC head coach, Ralph Hasselhuttle. Then number 7 was, what's the home club of former Clare senior hurling manager Gerlach Nan? That was Fecal. And number 10 then, who are Limerick scheduled to meet in the first round of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship, was Cork. So Jim Bob has taken us, Tommy, after all your confidence.
Is it Cork? Oh my God. I think he got a heart of sitting on fairness, guys.
Good man, Jim Bob.
You can't be saying that, Jim Bob. You're supposed to be a ruthless competitor here, Jim Bob. You've won.
Up the bounces, that's all I can say.
Fair play to you though, lads, and thanks a million for that. It's something that will continue throughout the next couple of weeks and hopefully be a bit of fun going forward. Jim Bob, just yourself first. I trust everything's going okay on your end. You're practicing your social distancing and all the rest, and what kind of was the reaction to last night's news?
Yes, I suppose everyone's kind of, it's unknown territory, as we know now. It's just a more serious kind of distancing going on. I suppose everyone's just kind of coming to terms with it. I believe supermarkets and all that, there's more kind of panic buying going on today. But people are preparing for a bigger distance maybe coming. Like, but no, look, it's just about keeping yourself active. Trying, like, you can only go 2 kilometres outside the house. There's, as you can see, get out a bit of fresh air. There's loads of things you can do within 2 kilometres, and it's about keeping the mind going, keeping the body going. I'm involved there, as I said, with the Limerick Under-20s there. We're doing a kind of a challenge thing through video links as well, and it's a bit of crack, and it's keeping the old mind going as well, and it's funny to see all the lads there are getting involved with it. Like, so just certain things like that, and just as people well know, WhatsApp, Skype, all these things are kind of keeping the mind going, and not to be sitting down watching telly too much, because it's not good for the body or mind. I know we're all getting into the habit of it, but just trying to keep active as best you can, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you're talking about there maybe the likes of people saying about panic buying and all that. The Taoiseach did come out and said that food and retail outlets will remain open. There's going to be plenty of supply. People don't need to panic and get out and try and grab everything. I mean, it kind of goes against everything that we're trying to do when people are clustering into these places. And in terms of the 2 kilometres, like, that's for exercise and the like. So you can travel further than 2 kilometres if there's a supermarket that bit further away and you can't get into the local shop. Maybe that's 2-pack. So there are 2 things that he did come out in. And I think, Tommy, just from your point of view, obviously, gave everything to Limerick on the pitch. People of Limerick now can play their part for their county, like yourself and like Jim Bob have played your part and have worn the green. People can wear green on their sleeves and do your part and heed these guidelines and we can all come through this together.
Absolutely, and it's not just for ourselves, it's for everybody. The rules that were set down, I suppose, over the last 2 weeks, and particularly last night, are for everybody's betterment. And you know, it is a very tough situation for people in particular who are isolated or who might maybe not have a good network around them. But over the last couple of weeks, we've seen how much good there is around Limerick and how people are rowing in together and helping out in any way that's possible as well. So I think it really reflects well on the people of Limerick and the people of Ireland as well, how things have gone over the last 2 weeks. And these steps are just going to solidify the work that has been done. And do you know what? I think people have been very good over the last couple of weeks at sticking to the rules. And let's hope that this doesn't create an inconvenience and people look after themselves both physically and mentally over the next couple of weeks.